I think we've, with the bat and the ball, we've had to play catch up, and we're going to have to play major catch up with the bat now. With the ball, I thought, you know, Chris Wright showed there his first sort of spell of bowling, it wasn't quite working. He just carried on. He managed to, what were they, 400 for four and bowl him out for 450.
You clawed it back great.
He took some momentum, and then 30 for no wicket. I thought, you know what, we've actually taken that momentum. And then, you know, there's some spells I've seen over my time as a player, as a coach. That's up there, you know. You mark bowl with pace, you've got shape, you've got bounce. And we weren't up to it, so, you know, you've got to take your hat off to them. There was an incredible spell there, and it ripped us apart. So we've got to front up tomorrow. That's, you know, we've said to the guys very clear what we need to do now with the rest of the game. But if we can do what we did with the ball, which was actually get ourselves back into the game, and we need to do that majorly tomorrow.
Is the pitch beginning to go a wee bit up and down? There are a couple who seem.
Yeah, I mean, that was the, with all the different scenarios of batting or bowling, or just maybe we should have just let the coin decide. Yeah, it's definitely, if those dents harden, it's going to be an issue. And there was, you know, one went under for Barksy there, and he's bowled some good nuts. But I still think it's a decent deck. We, you know, if we acquit ourselves and not be shocked by good spells like that, you know, we've got the batting to bat time, and we're going to need to do that. You know, Wrighty and Ollie showed that at the end, to put on the biggest partnership in innings and sort of just bat time, so we weren't having to put our batters in for another knock. Yeah.
Is he very awkward to face? Arms, angles?
He is. I mean, I've faced him a few times in the past, but yeah, he's got that. You know, it's hard to pick up sometimes, and I think he gets late swing and he bowls it quick. And I think in his own admission, sometimes he's not sure where it's going to go. So if he isn't, he's far more the finished article from when I played against him when he was, you know, back at Derby. But there's a reason why he got sort of radared a couple of years ago when he was bowling very well for them. Yeah. And he's probably taken a bit of time to settle here, but the back end of last year, you knew that he was just finding it. And, you know, we knew, it's not something that we weren't surprised by, that, you know, you get ahead of the game, you get 450 on the board, and you start picking up poles. You know, the game has that way of the momentum, and he bowled very well.
He is quite sharp, isn't he? I mean, he looked a lot quicker than anyone else in this game, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's always been quick, though. You know, he's always been and had that pace, and we're, you know, well aware of that. But if you mix that with control, and he was getting a good bit of bounce, swinging it back and then also going across the right hand, it's going to be a handful for many people. And you look at our dismissals, you know, you can't really say that there was anyone throwing their wicket away. But yeah, sometimes he bowls well, but that's the game. You've got to get through that.
Jim, you would have been in this position as a player many times, I'm sure.
Yeah, honestly, absolutely.
What does it take to dig yourself out of trouble?
Well, it takes a very clear goal. We know exactly what we need to do now. And having that clarity in adversity is something that we've got to take. We can't look at too far ahead. We just need to make sure we win the first spell tomorrow. Mm. We need to make sure that we play Mark better, and get them coming into second or third spells. That was really what we talked about at tea, was that he's bowling a good spell here. We need to get through it. He still managed to get a couple of poles and put us under pressure. So we know exactly what we need to do. Nets are open at 9, we'll be in, and we'll be doing as much as we can individually, but collectively as a team, helping each other out to hopefully save a game. Mm.
And just finally, a nice start for Chris Wright to get a fifer, and he bowled well actually. That momentum you talk about, you really did wrestle it back in that spell after after lunch.
Yeah, I mean, there were periods of the game where we were getting a lot of play and misses, and we knew that it's a good wicket, good cricket wicket, there's a good bit of carry there, good bit of bounce. And they deserved that bit of luck because they batted very well. But he did very well to come back from his figures from his first sort of 15 overs or 12 overs for 70, and then he's managed to get a fifer and charge in late, put a lot of overs under his belt there, and that's a hallmark of Chris, really. You know, incredibly strong, and he's had some back issues the last couple of years, probably because I overbowled him as a captain, because for all occasions you want to get him in your. Get him in the lineup. So, yeah, I'm really, really pleased for him. He batted very well as well. So, all round, he's had a good day. It's just we collectively haven't had a great one.
Good stuff, Jim. Appreciate it.
Okay, cheers.
See you tomorrow. All the best.